بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Answering it down some questions and questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Allah who is Ar-Rahman. Allah who is Al-Mannan.
La ilaha illa.
Please send us your emails through our email, which is englishradio@irib.ir.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum. Well, welcome to another episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs with me, Atta, the host of this program. Sheikh Rouhani is over here to answer today's question. Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh. Welcome to the show.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Okay, for today's episode of the program Q&A on Islamic Beliefs, we ask, who sees the Ahlul Bayt at the time of death? This is, of course, a major question. This belief is about the unveiling of the unseen or ghaib at the most critical moment of a person's life. And it is believed that the veils between this world and the next are lifted and a person witnesses the reality of their beliefs and actions. But what about seeing the Ahlul Bayt at the time of death? Is it possible or not?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. First of all, we know that this kind of visiting or seeing the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salatu wasalam, or the angels at the time of death, it is not something impossible. For example, we cannot say that rationally or logically it is something impossible and it never occurs. Rather, it is among the contingent and possible things that may happen or may not. But rationally, we cannot reject its occurrence at the time of death. But when it comes to, of course, when we want to make sure ourselves that whether such thing happens or not, we have to refer to the ahadith and the riwayat of Ahlul Bayt alayhim salatu wassalam. When you look at the hadith of the Prophet and the Ahlul Bayt alayhim salatu wassalam, we see that according to these ahadith, both mu'min and kafir, both of them would see the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Imam Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali alayhi salatu wassalam. But yes, the difference between these two is this, that the kafir would see the Imam or the Prophet in a way that he is not satisfied with them. But a mu'min would see them with a happy face, with a kind of satisfaction that Imam and the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are satisfied with them. It is said that the Prophet and the and Amir al-Mu'mineen would sit beside his head at the time of death. And then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would tell him or her that what you left behind is not that important, but what you are going to see, what are in front of you, they are more, and they are more important, and they are more enjoyable and pleasant, I mean. Mm-hmm. So that's why from those things that you fear about Qiyamah, about Akhirah, I assure you that you will be inshallah safe. And of course, what are you hopeful about? It is the time that you will see. So that's why, O spirit of this person, O soul of this person, leave the body and go to the heavens of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The same thing would be said by the Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali alayhi salatu wasalam to the mu'min. So that's a beautiful kind of experience for a person who
But does it have any effect? Because before the Day of Judgment, the person will go to the middle world, barzakh, or a kind of purgatory. Now, what would be the effect or influence of seeing, for example, the other souls of the infallible Imams and Prophets?
First of all, death can be really a horrific kind of experience.
Is it so?
Yeah, it is. It's by its nature. Okay. You know, by its nature.
Yes.
Because everybody fears the death. Yeah. Because death is a kind of transformation or transmission from a world to another world. But the point is that a mu'min is also fearful, is always fearful of this kind of experience. Same is the case with kafir or mushrik who disbelieve as well. But that is why when at the time of death, when you see the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who is satisfied with you, who is helping you, who is actually honoring you in that kind of experience. So of course it will have lots of positive effects, because it eases the death for the person who is about to die. So that is why here the angel would be there, and the prophet would be there. Then it is said in Ruwayat that the angel would tell him that, look at the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, look at the Amir al-Mu'mineen, look at the A'imma alayhim salatu wasalam in the heaven. They are waiting for you. They are your leaders, and you would be with them together in the heavens. So that's why, look at the people that you left behind in the world, but look at these people that you are going to visit. So which one do you prefer? Then of course a mu'min would say that I really prefer to be with them, mm-hmm. with the A'imma alayhim salatu wasalam, with the Prophet, with the angels in the heaven. So it makes really the death easy for the person who is leaving this world. Okay. So that is why, according to riwayat, yes, it is possible for a mu'min to see the Prophet and awliyaullah at the time of his death.
Okay.
IRIB English Radio presents Questions and Answers on Islamic Beliefs. Answering your theological questions in Questions and Answers on Islamic Beliefs. Send us your questions to English Radio at irib.ir.
Praises to Allah, all glories to Allah. We worship Allah and no one but Allah.
So now, what about the people? Now the major question is that, so at the time of the death, seeing the spirits of the infallible imams and the souls of the infallible imams, is it only limited to Shias, or also the non-Shias could do so?
According to some of the ahadith, yeah, some of the riwayat, for example, in Biharun Alwar, there's a riwayah in sixth volume, page 188. In this riwayah, we see that it is said that both kafir and mu'min, both of them, would see the Prophet and Amir al-Mu'mineen.
Mm-hmm.
But with Kuffar, the Prophet and Amir al-Mu'mineen are dissatisfied.
All right.
Yeah, in that moment or in that kind of situation. But with the Mu'mineen, they are satisfied. So that's why that is that's a really joyful kind of experience for Mu'min. When they see the beautiful faces of the Imams and the Prophet, so it is a very nice experience for them.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. Does it have any effect in the person being forgiven?
Yes, of course.
No, I mean, because when a person dies, there is no other chance to come back and, for example, regret for his past sins. Is it so? I mean, seeing the very seeing of the spirit of the infallible imams, does it, because it decrease the punishment of a person?
Look, the final decision about the sins will be decided on the day of Qiyamah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that is the day in which you will be justly and fairly judged. I mean that the final judgment about our deeds will be carried out on the day of Qiyamah. So that is the day of judgment, the day of justice. But in Barzakh, in the alam between this alam and the Akhirah, the people would live a life. So the question is that the presence of the Ahlul Bayt, the presence of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in this kind of situation is of course important for the mu'min, because according to riwayat, the Prophet would tell the angels,
mm-hmm.
that, for example, make the death for this person easy. And do not, for example, annoy and bother him, for example. And also, it is said that they would tell the mu'min that, okay, these are the people that you are going to visit. These are the people that you are going to see them. These are the people that you are going to live with them.
Mm-hmm.
So then, of course, what the mu'min see in the heaven, the Immat alayhim salatu wasalam, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the mu'mineen, the shuhada, the salihin. So then, of course, those fears that the mu'min had about death and about the what were going to happen for him after the death. So all of them become really easy,
mm-hmm.
not only easy, rather joyable, rather full of pleasures okay. with this person.
Physically, the criterion for discerning beauty from, we can say, ugliness or something might be different among different people, Shaykh, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So now the question is that, is the body that the people see at the time of death out of the infallible imams, the very physical body or no? But an al-masali and the imaginal body, which is very much rooted in the deeds of the very good person, okay? So, I mean, which one might it be?
You know, first of all, when you, for example, in your dreams,
mm-hmm.
you see the people, you visit the people, or visit some places, or have some very nice experiences. The question is that do you see really the physical bodies of the people?
Mm-hmm.
Are they like bodily or physical, material kind of things? Or even do you see with this physical eye?
Mm-hmm.
Of course not.
All right.
Do you hear their voices with this physical ear? No. Do you eat something in your dreams by this mouth, physical mouth? No.
No.
Do you test them by physical tongue, for example? Do you touch something physically, bodily?
Shaykh, I had the experience of tasting. I had taste in my dream, and when I wake up, the taste was in my mouth, okay? It could be possible, okay? But not physically, you are not eating.
It's not physically.
Any. All right.
It's not physical.
Okay.
There is something within us
mm-hmm.
that moves, that feels, that tastes, that see, that hear, yeah? So what is that thing? You know?
All right.
That is not something physical. That's not something bodily. Because your body, when you're sleeping, it's a kind of smaller mouth, smaller death. Our body is like a dead body on the bed. Yeah? But we move, we walk. Really walk.
Mm-hmm.
Really eat. Really speak.
We go to other realms, yes, other experience, yeah. other places.
Yeah. If you want to understand the nature of death and what happens after the death, it's not something very difficult.
All right.
Yeah? So you really see, you really visit. Sometimes, for example, you see the people who passed away. They're no longer alive in this world. Yeah? So now the point is that this seeing or visitation, witnessing, perception, the nature of ilm and the nature of knowledge, according to the Muslim philosophers, is something mujarrad, is something immaterial, non-physical. So it is something transcendent. That is why what mu'min perceives on the time of death without his body could be something similar like what we see in our dreams.
Okay.
Without body.
That's right. Thank you. Thank you very much, Sheikh Rouhani. Very nice elaboration regarding seeing the Ahlul Bayt at the time of death. For whom is this? It was very kind of you.
You're welcome.
And thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. Please, for more information, visit our website, iranradio.ir. To another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanullah.
وحسان إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسان لعلي وحسين وحسان كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن علي وحسين وحسن